But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" You know, Moses was a great man of God, but he was also insecure. He wasn't sure of his ability to do what God called him to do. And God purposely chose Moses and gave him instructions to free the people. In Exodus, he says, "Now go. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." And Moses doubted his ability. He went back and forth with God on how he wasn't even able to speak the words he would need to say, even after God told him he'd be with him. Maybe that sounds like some of you. God needs you to regain territory that belongs to him. Schools and governments and universities and workplaces all belong to him. Evil has crept into the institutions, his institutions. The very property he created to benefit us is being used to our detriment, going against his spoken and written word. He's calling each one of us to have courage to go into these places and speak his truth, recapturing hearts and minds that are lost in this corrupt culture. We cannot make excuses. Someone has already been assigned to you who needs you in God's truth. The plan's already been laid out. And God said, "I will be with you." The church is me and you. The church is not a building. The church has been silent for too long. And when God whispers in your heart to be brave and speak up, don't be like Moses and doubt his power, doubt his ability. You have faith and believe. The time is now for a great revival and reformation of the nation. There's so much work to do for the Lord. He needs every one of us to be true representatives of his glorious kingdom. We are his warriors, his army, his boots on the ground. And who knows that you have been chosen for such a time as this. Trusted servants, you are chosen for the toughest battle. So gird your loins and put on the full armor of God, and do not be afraid. You may not see your reward on earth, but you will surely see it in heaven. Amen and amen.